just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We're back for Rafters baseball here in the top of the second inning. 2-0 the score on a rainy Monday night at historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham on WFHR returning to you in the broadcast booth. How about this? We got a Troy University battle. Harrison Bowman and Kelly Crumpton. A little bit of a chilly evening, too. I got my long sleeve on here in the press box. First pitch in the right-hand righty battle, fouled back. No runs, no hits, and an error for Minnesota. Two runs, two hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids getting on the board. In that first inning, an RBI double from Jorge Degatti, number 8 on the season for him, and a sack fly off the bat of Orlando Lordoy. The 0-1. Swung on and missed, count now nothing at 2. Bowman as well, the same hometown as Tristan Cruz and Barry, Owensboro, Kentucky. And we'll see what the rest of the evening holds. We had a little bit of a longer break in between innings. Had the general manager of the Raptors, Ken Day, out on the field talking it up with both field managers and the umpiring crew this evening as the 0-2 breaking ball from Crumpton misses outside. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the air left field. It sends Buchanan back out in front of the track, but he's got plenty of room to make the catch. The 5-6-7 spots here in the second for Minnesota. It brings up the designated hitter, Tyg Leithart. Leithart from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Junior hails from Woodsbury, Minnesota. So that's the big story with this team. A 36-game traveling team. Most are from the state of Minnesota. Well, because that's where you got to be. There is no home base, and they'll play 6-7 days in a row, and then they'll go about 10 days without playing. As I mentioned, last game being Tuesday night, July 30th, against the Wilmar Stingers. So I guess it's less than a week. This is one of their shorter turnarounds they've had all season. The 1-0 misses low and inside. Raptors will bring 9-1-2 to the dish in the home half of the second, sending 8 to the plate in the bottom of inning 1. And now Leithart calling time. Leithart, that is. Losing grip of his bat, needing some spray to keep that handle nice and tight. Crumpton faced one over the minimum back in the first. Issued a 5-pitch walk to Will Smoot with two away and got Josh Dykoff to ground out to the second baseman Ben Lloyd to retire the side. The 2-0. Fastball missing outside. 3-0 the count. You have to wonder, it's not raining that bad as much anymore, just spitting. But when it will become an issue in terms of grip of the ball for these pitchers this evening. See, 3-0 misses off the plate for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Lethart, and the batter is Caden Headley. Headley from the right side is the Minnesota center fielder this evening. Headley, also a UW-Milwaukee product, playing in his 22nd game of the summer. The first pitch to him misses up and in. Crumpton, five straight balls thrown. A 222 hitter on the season is Headley as he awaits the 1-0. Missing up and in, nearly hitting him. Trying to tell the home plate umpire, Mondo Alejandro, that got him. But the crew chief not having any bit of that. Fargo, North Dakota native, 63 at-bats on the season, went 1-for-4 at Minot on the 28th, did not play that Wilmar game on the 30th. The 2-0 fastball called a strike out of the hand of Crumpton. It's starting to come down a little bit harder now in Rapids. Runner takes off. The 2-1 misses low and away. Crumpton not going out of the slide step. That high leg kick allowed for an easy steal of second and not even a throw down from Gabe Casso. Tomas Lee, the left fielder on deck, the shortstop Cooper Nicholson to follow. Three one the count, one out and a runner on second. Crumpton set, first base side of the rubber, the next pitch. Fastball missing low for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued for Kelly Crumpton. It's Tomas Lee from the left side from Concordia University, St. Paul, playing in his 15th game of the summer as a 265 hitter in 49 games. Chance to make an impact and put the first runs of the ball game on the board for Minnesota. Crumpton set, nobody holding on either runner. The first pitch. This is low for ball one. Lee picked up a hit in that Wilmar win on the 30th. Struck out twice against Stinger pitching. Now time called. McIntosh and Casso out to the mound to talk it up with the right-hander Kelly Crumpton. Rafter fans, this summer your place to stay when coming to the Rapids area from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. In Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. A 692 OPS for Lee on the season. Slugging 347, getting on base at a 345 clip. Mound meeting adjourned, the 1-0. The outside corner from the right-hander Crumpton, it's called a strike. There is nobody in the Rafter bullpen. The bullpen mound for Wisconsin Rapids is actually tarped down the line. So clearly no intention of taking Crumpton out of the ballgame anytime soon. The 1-1, in on the hands, ripped foul on the ground down the first baseline. Count now a ball and two strikes. One, two, the count, one away. Crumpton looking to generate a ground ball here off the bat of the Minnesota left fielder to try and get out of this jam. Crumpton set, hands at the belt buckle, 15 on the clock, the 1-2. Line to center, it's through for a base hit. It'll be a stop sign thrown up at third base. Not running all that hard is Tig Lethart. And the bags are juiced. That is the first hit of the ballgame for Minnesota. And the batter is Cooper Nicholson. Nicholson from Iowa Central Community College, West Des Moines, Iowa, is a 1-18 hitter in 10 games this season. Four hits and 34 at-bats. Got two of those four hits. And guess what game? The 11-10 victory over Wilmar back on the 30th. Righty on righty, battle, Crumpton set, bags juice. The first pitch to the Minnesota shortstop misses low, kicks away from Casso in the dirt. Everyone will advance 90 feet. It is a 2-1 ball game. We're on second and third for Nicholson. He's in the driver's seat early in the count. Tough elements for Crumpton, I guess. Ball getting slick on him. Going to have to bear down and pitch to contact here. The 1-0. And on the hands, popped up shallow right. Dunking near foul territory. Lordoy charging in to make the catch. That in foul territory, not tagging is Hadley. He'll stay at third. They're on second and third with two away. And the batter is Matthew Mullick back to the top of the order. Mullick, a 3-1 put out an inning ago. Starting to be a bit brighter here at Wooderfield. Still weird with the rain coming down. Not necessarily coming down hard like it's been for most of, since the bottom of the first, just a spitting rain. Game 65 of 70 this summer for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball. The first pitch to Mullick, and on the hands, bloop to left field. It's down for a hit. Minnesota's going to get the lead. Two-run score. Matthew Mullick makes it a 3-2 Mud Puppy lead. Hedley and Lee score. And the batter is Brock Larson. Larson went down swinging against Crumpton an inning ago. Each team now with two hits in the ballgame. Uniform matchup, as I mentioned, the Raptors in their USA-themed white tops, black slacks, and black alternate caps. First pitch breaking ball to Larson in there for a called strike. Gray bottoms for Minnesota, and their gradient black and red tops. The catcher on deck, that is Will Smoot's, got the shin guards on with two away in the top of the second. The 0-1. And on the hands, popped up left side of the infield, drawing back into the shallow left field grass that is the shortstop, Kyler McIntosh, to make the grab and retire this side. Minnesota scores three, and they lead it 3-2 as we head to the bottom of the second, 9-1-2. Do up for Wisconsin Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom two here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Minnesota Mud Puppies have the lead for Monday Night Baseball. It's 3-2. 9-1-2 due up in the inning for the Raptors. Three runs, two hits, and an error for Minnesota. All three runs coming in the top of inning two. Two runs, two hits, and no errors for the Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids leaving the bases loaded an inning ago. Andy Ockham, voice of Raptor baseball, as always, welcoming you back into the Winterfield press box. First pitch from the left-hander Drew Gertz to Gabe Casso. Swung on and missed. Casso, one for his first 19 on the season prior to game one of the doubleheader on Friday. Had an infield single, and how about this, a go-ahead two-run homer in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-1 misses low. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. Jorge Degatti will follow him up. There's the potential for the tarp to be put on the field here in about 20 to 30 minutes. As I mentioned, we'll keep all of you listeners updated as those are made available. 2-1 missing down in the dirt. Count now three balls and a strike on the Raptor backstop. Monday Night Baseball, the second and final Monday night game here this year in Wisconsin Rapids. At our first back on July 8th. Hard to believe, only two Monday night home games, but between the off days and just constant travel to begin a week as the 3-1 misses inside to Casso for ball four. It's the opening day, if you try to recall all the Monday games this season in Fond du Lac. Monday, June 3rd, we were at Moonlight Grant Field in Mequon, that game postponed. The 10th was the finishing of a home-and-home with the La Crosse Loggers, so being there at Copeland Park. 17th of June was an off day. 24th, we were in Waterloo, taking on the good old Waterloo Bucks. And then Monday, the 1st of July, we were off again. And out of that, the Monday home game against Wausau. The next Monday, we were in Michigan, that being the 15th. And the All-Star break was the next week, the 22nd. Last Monday, the 29th, another off day. Having to fix up the mound here for the left-hander Drew Gertz. That is Raptor pitching coach Mike Spears out there to help as well. Definitely not ideal conditions. Now the home plate umpire making his way out, that being the crew chief Mondo Alejandro. Wondering if a delay is inevitable here in Rapids tonight. We'll see what comes out of this. Obviously, wanting to just get the ball game in here tonight. Not having to start both up tomorrow. If you're just joining us, Raptor fans, the beginning of a three-game homestand in the final week of the season right here at Winter Field. Two with Minnesota. Wednesday night, Fond du Lac. That begins a home-and-home prior to the final road game of the season Thursday night. Friday, Saturday, night games here at Winterfield to close out the season with Green Bay. General Manager Ken Day is making his way out to the pitcher's mound. We're still going to have this looked at and see if a weather update is to be had. Drew Gertz talking to the umpire and crew saying, I'm not sure if I can even land on this mound properly. It is Aiden Teal set to hit when we return. We'll take just a quick minute break here from Winterfield on WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid...
Mound has been fixed up for the time being. We're ready to get back underway in the bottom of the second inning. Runner on first, nobody out, top of the Rafter order with Aiden Teal against the left-hander for Minnesota, Drew Gertz. First pitch to Teal, misses low for ball one. Andy Ocker returning to you here in the Winterfield press box. Another couple-minute delay to get some new turfis out on the pitcher's mound. Teal going to need to be constantly tended to here tonight in game one of this series. 1-0 pitch hit in the air, shallow left field. Drawing out is the shortstop, Cooper Nicholson. Loses his lid, but makes the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Jorge Tegade, who collected his 9th double of the season. In the first inning, an RBI knock that scored Aiden Teal to get the scoring started in this ballgame. Casso led off the inning, drawing a 5-pitch walk out of the 9 spot in Kurt Schrider's order, flipping the car to the top with a runner on. 3-2 the score, Minnesota putting up all 3 of their runs in the top half of this second inning. First pitch breaking ball, Degatti fouls it away down the first base side. Each team with 2 hits, 1 error on the Minnesota side. Raptors squeaky clean defense in the early going. Gertz set, long look over at first, 14 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. In the air, center field. Headley out in the right center gap. The center fielder for Minnesota flags it down. 2 retired in the inning, and the batter is Orlando Lordoy, who drove in the game's 2nd run a frame ago on a sacrifice fly. Lordoy, as I mentioned prior to his first at-bat, first plate appearance, I should say, a 4-hit game in Ashwaubenon yesterday. Him, Aiden Teal having a 3-hit game, and Chris Arroyo homering in what ended up being his final game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Casso on first, being held on by Larson. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle, misses high. Buchanan on deck. Following him up is Landon Gabs. The 1-0. Another fastball that misses up and in. 2 balls, no strikes, the count on the Panama City kid, Orlando Lordoy, a returning Raptor from a summer ago. Back to the fastball. Gertz catches the outside corner on the 2-0 delivery for strike one. Crazy to think we are in the final week of the season. Funny enough, this feels like a day similar to when I first arrived here in Rapids as the 2-1 pitch misses downstairs. Got here on Monday, May 20th, so about 2.5 months ago, and it wasn't a pretty day just around for me at home or once I got up here. It was rain and field was a little bit underwater after a bad storm the day prior as the 3-1 misses up and away for ball four. Lordoy aboard for the first time in this ballgame. Runners are on first and second with two down here in the second inning. Mike Spears now jogging back out to the mound. The Rafter pitching coach getting his steps in here today. I've had to do this before, getting the dirt caught in the spikes. I do want to give a shout-out to my mom. She was the one who put a fork in my baseball bag, and I would use the fork to get the dirt off my spikes. She saw Tim Lincecum use it when he was with the Giants, and it worked pretty well for me. That's what these pitchers are going to have to use here today to keep their spikes clean and fresh and in a good position to land and not injure themselves. Buchanan in the right-handed batter's box, two aboard. The first pitch in on the hands, hit in the air center field. That is Headley out in front of the warning track to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters draw a couple of walks here in the second, but they strand two, now leaving five on in the first two frames. It is 3-2 Minnesota as we head to the top of the third from historic Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born,
I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Rafter fans, we're back here. The field is currently being tended to, the mound in the left side. Some quick drive being put on by our staff. That includes the general manager, Ken Day, our director of marketing, Griffin Furkus, Noah Willingham, our clubhouse intern, our track man operator and relief pitcher for the Rafters, and our field guy, Alex Sizemore, along with the field manager, Kirk Schreider, taking care of the field. We are being put into the top of the third inning. It is currently 3-2 Minnesota, but the field is still currently being tended to. We'll be back, hopefully, in just a few minutes for another update. We hope to get back on the air for more baseball soon. In the meantime, keep it tuned in here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps for Rafter Baseball on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUS.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We're back underway here after a lengthy delay in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 the pitch to the right-handed hitting Will Smoot of the Minnesota Mud Puppies. In the air, right field, Orlando Lordoy giving chase. That is foul down the right field line. 3-2 the score. Andy Ockham returning to here in the Winterfield press box on WFHR. Had to tend to the field. Both the pitchers mound right behind home plate and on the left side of the infield prior to getting underway for this top of the third inning. And a new pitcher enters the contest for Wisconsin Rapids. That's the right-hander from Andover, Minnesota, and Hillsdale College, Josh Novak. 3 runs, 2 hits, and an error for Minnesota. 2 runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Smoot drew a 5-pitch walk back in the first inning with 2 down against Raptors starter Kelly Crumpton, whose line is complete today, as the 1-1 pitch foul tip into the glove of Gabe Casso. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Two innings tossed for Crumpton this evening. 40 pitches thrown for the right-hander out of Troy University. Novak's 1-2. Laced foul down the first baseline. Crumpton, two hits and three earned runs. All three of those runs coming in the top of the second inning. Three walks and a strikeout in his third outing as a Rafter. For Novak, this is outing five with the team. Has yet to allow an earned run in six innings pitched with a 1-0 record thus far and a whip of a 1.17. The next 1-2 from Novak to Will Smoot. Slider missing low and outside. Last time out, Novak picked up the win in extra innings on August 2nd, game one of that twin bill here at Winter Field against the Kalamazoo Growlers. Pitched in that top of the eighth inning, inherited the courtesy runner on second base. No hits or runs allowed, no walks, no strikeouts. He faced the minimum, pitched around the jam, and allowed for that Kyler McIntosh pinch hit, walk-off base hit with two down in the home half of that inning. 2-2 the count on Smoot, the payoff home from the Rafter right-hander. Fastball bounced in, the count now full. Prior to that, got the final three outs in the 9-4 victory on the 30th of July, at Athletic Park against the Wausau Woodchucks. One inning pitched, two hits allowed, two walks, five faced for the Hillsdale College right-hander. The 3-2. This is low for ball four. There's a lengthy plate appearance for Smoot. He's drawn a pair of walks here tonight, and the batter is Josh Dykoff. Seven pitch free pass. And for Dykoff, a ground out to the Raptors second baseman Ben Lloyd back in the first inning. That retired the side. Wind picking up a bit here at Winterfield. Feels like fall. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Dykoff misses low and outside. Count a ball and no strikes. Five Ash holding on the runner at first. Novak set third base side of the slab. The 1-0. Fouled straight back by the Mud Puppy third baseman. Minnesota playing in their 28th game of the season. Four wins, 23 losses entering today. A 1-1 delivery with a runner on and nobody out. This is up and away. Both Rafter runs coming in the bottom of the first inning. Hot start for Aiden Teal and Jorge Degatti. Teal singled. Degatti brought him in on his ninth two-bagger of the season. One batter later, Degatti scored on a sacrifice fly from Lordoy. The 2-1. Balanced straight back by Dykoff. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. How about that? Gabe Casso off the ricochet. From the grandstand covering right here, the catcher made the snag as it went back down on the playing surface, but it is a 2-2 count. Novak looking to generate a ground ball here. Wipe off the leadoff walk from the bags. The payoff pitch home from Josh Novak. This is up and away for ball three. Currently 7:48 local time in Rapids. It appears some pretty bad weather could be coming around 9 o'clock. The rule is just got to get five in for it to count as a game. We're currently, as I mentioned, in the top of the third. The 3-2 misses outside for ball four. It is a six-pitch walk issued, and there are two aboard. It's Harrison Bauman, the right-handed hitting right fielder, flew out to Walker Buchanan left to lead off the second inning in his other time up. He'll look to use his infield more than ever right here. Novak set. Looks back to second the first pitch. And on the hands, fouled straight back by Bauman. Smoot on second, Dykoff on first. Raptors looking to get a game above 500 overall in the season. A victory tonight would be number 33 on the campaign. This being Kirk Schreider's fourth season as the Wisconsin Rapids field manager. The 0-1. Fastball missing inside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Raptors have left five on in their first two innings at the plate, leaving the bases juiced. Despite scoring two runs in the first inning, they also left a pair in inning two. Drew Gertz, the southpaw, get the nod for Minnesota this evening on the hill. Go back. 1-1. Fastball in the air down the first baseline. It'll drift out of play. Available off the bench today for Wisconsin Rapids. Behind the plate, Cashel Duggar and Christian Webb. Joey Bazidlo, Tommy Goldbranson. All four outfielders available off the bench this evening. The lowest active roster count in terms of players since opening day from Hare Baker Field back on Monday, May 27th. The 1-2. Slider, check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal to first? Yes, says Dylan Collins. A strike out of Harrison Bauman. Out number one here in the third inning, and the batter is Ty Glethart. Glethart from the left side, the DH for Minnesota this evening. Drew a four-pitch walk and scored an inning ago. First pitch to Leathert. Middle fastball from Novak. That's called a strike. First and second. An inning-ending double play ball could be in store for Novak here. The next pitch, showing bunt, Leathert pulls back as it misses downstairs. Rats have 5-6-7 due up in this bottom of the third inning. Landon Gaz, Kyler McIntosh, and Dalton Fiveash. Novak set. Six on the pitch clock, the 1-1. Fouled right off the foot of Bauman. Count now a ball and two strikes. Rats three above 500 here in the second half. There is a scenario, though, where Madison could clinch the second playoff spot in the Great Lakes West tonight, that being with a win over Fond du Lac and a Rafter loss here against Minnesota. The 1-2. Just missing the outside corner to even the count at two balls and two strikes. As we look across the Northwoods League, that score in Madison is 10-2 Mallards over the Dock Spiders in the bottom of inning six from Warner Park. 2-2, clearing the right side on a ground ball to base hit. Stop sign being given out at third base. And Leather didn't see it. They now have two runners at second. Everyone's going to be caught in a pickle here. Now off of third base, cutting back is Smoot. The throw to the three bag is not in time. Everybody's going to be safe. Oh, the Raptors handled that situation poorly. And the bases are loaded. Kirk Schreider out of the Rafter dugout looking to appeal that call. Smoot looked to be out at third base, but the third base umpire, Jake Dunn, thought otherwise. This is the first time Wisconsin Rapids has had this umpire and crew this year, and Kirk Schreider has convinced the three of them to convene here. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when watching the team from out of town has been and is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. After the meeting between the umpires, Smoot is ruled safe at third. So the bases are full of mud puppies with one out, and the batter is Caden Headley. The third hit of the ball game there for Minnesota, a base hit from Ty Glethart. Caden Headley drew a five-pitch walk and scored an inning ago. It'll be a righty-on-righty battle here with Josh Novak. Novak set the first delivery. Fastball right down Broadway is called a strike. Other Northwoods League games, bottom eight in Royal Oak Memorial Park. The Leprechauns leading the Kokomo Jackrabbits 4-2. The 0-1 swung on and missed into the glove of Gabe Casso. No balls, two strikes, the count. Bottom eight in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks shutting out Rockford right now. 3-0 the score from MCCU Field. 0-2 the count here on the Minnesota center fielder. Novak paws with 10 on the clock. The payoff pitch. Fastball missing low and outside. Eau Claire leading Thunder Bay on ESPN Plus from Port Arthur Stadium right now in the top of the ninth inning. That score being the Express 4 and the Border Cats 2. Smoot on third. Dykoff on second. Lethert on first. The payoff. In the air, right field. Lordoy to his right will make the catch over his shoulder. Smoot tagging from third. He's going to come in to score. It is a sacrifice fly from Caden Headley, and it's now 4-2 Mud Puppies. The other runners remain on first and second. That'll bring up Tomas Lee, the left fielder. Lee, a base hit and scored an inning ago. Chance here with a runner in scoring position to extend the Mud Puppy lead. Wind now howling out here at Witter Field. It's a Wisconsin trip to begin here for Minnesota. Their first game in about a week. Novak comes set after Casso gets back behind home plate. The first pitch to the University of St. Paul product, Tomas Lee, is fouled back. Beautiful night for baseball here in Witter Field, despite the weather not totally cooperating. It is a pretty look, as always, here from our view of the Witter Field press box. 0-1 the count, Novak peers in. Casso, as always, throwing down the signals. Josh comes set, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball for the right-hander, count nothing at 2. On deck, the right-handed hitting shortstop, Cooper Nicholson, top of the order for the third time around to follow for the Mud Puppies. Hoping in between innings and half innings we don't have as much of a field maintenance delay as we had half an inning ago. Runners dancing off their bags. The 0-2 fastball from Novak misses high. It goes Minnesota for 2, Fond du Lac for 2, Green Bay for 2 to close out the season. That Fondy series being a home and home. Just like we started back on May 27th and 28th, each team winning at the other's yard. 1-2. Bounced in, right off the chest protector of Casso to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A very vocal Minnesota Mud Puppy dugout down the first base line. Clearly tell this team eager to play some baseball after being off for nearly a week. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count, 2 aboard, 4-2, Minnesota top 3. Josh Novak set with 6 on the pitch clock, his 2-strike delivery. Fastball missing up and away, Nito, or I should say, Tomas Lee, drawing the count full. Thinking of the Chicago Cubs catcher, Tomas Nito. Being a diehard Cubs fan, knowing they're looking to push for their playoff lives right now, and the Raptors are doing the same here from Witter Field on the last Monday of the regular season. Runners will take off on the 3-2. Here they go. This one bounced in for ball 4. Bags are going to be loaded. And the 9th spot in the Minnesota Mud Puppy order is occupied by their shortstop, Cooper Nicholson. On third is Dykoff, second Lethert. And on first is Lee. Cooper Nicholson, the beer batter here this evening at Witter Field. Looking to get some discounted beverages for the Raptor fans that have braved the weather and have made the trek to Witter Field tonight. First pitch to Nicholson. Fastball missing down at the ankles for ball 1. Another run added for Madison in the bottom of the 6th. It is 11-2 Mallards from Warner Park. Mentioned Nicholson flew out to right field an inning ago. Now 4 for 35 at the plate on the season. The 1-0. Fastball dotted on the outside corner for a called strike. 3 of his 4 RBIs. Homered against Wilmar, had 2 of his 4 hits then as well. Other hits coming at Waterloo, a 1-for-4 effort and a 12-8 loss on July 20th. and in his second game with the team at Fond du Lac on the 14th. The 1-1. Fastball in on the hands, bloop to first, right at Dalton Fiveash, who will make the catch to retire the side. Minnesota sends 7 to the plate, but they leave the bases loaded. Josh Novak dancing around trouble and working a scoreless top of the third inning. We head to the home half, 5-6-7. Do it for the Rafters right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations.